ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Michelle Grattan is the chief political correspondent for The Conversation. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Sally.
We just heard from Jason Clare there. The government has announced paid placements for some courses and changes to HECS indexation. How has that been received so far?
Well, it'll certainly be welcome, but there'll be calls for more, whether there should be further changes on the indexation front that you were referring to there, or whether there should be extensions on the people eligible for placements. I think it's interesting that the minister at this point can't give details about the means test, and there's no overall cost for the placement figure available. This is coming in the budget. So at least on the placement side, we do need a lot more of the ins and outs of it.
Let's go also to an issue from last week, Michelle. The government is still under pressure over a former immigration detainee who allegedly attacked an elderly woman in WA. He had had his ankle bracelet removed. Has the government given satisfactory answers on this issue?
It certainly hasn't done that so far. It's made the point that the board that recommends on people wearing ankle bracelets or having them taken off reports to not just the minister, but also can be the minister's delegate. Now, that's an official, and so the implication in this case is that the delegate was the one that recommendation went to. I think that we do need to know whether, when that recommendation came up, it was just a case of tick and flick, or whether that recommendation was looked at. And also, even if the recommendation goes to an official, the whole notion of ministerial responsibility comes here. The minister is responsible for the official. So I think that on the question of the ankle bracelet, a lot more is needed to be said. Also, this week, we're going to get a Senate report on the legislation that the government tried to rush through, you'll remember, before Parliament rose. And that went to people who don't cooperate on the question of their removal, and also countries that don't take people back when those people don't want to return to their homeland. Now, the opposition's been very critical of that legislation, so have human rights groups. I think at the minimum, if the government is to get that legislation through, it will have to make some probably substantial changes.
How much pressure is the government under to use some of the orders that it has at its disposal to make sure that action is taken against some of these former detainees that they're concerned about?
It rushed through in an earlier stage of this whole argument that preventative detention legislation, whereby it can make applications to a court to detain someone. Now, that so far has not seen any applications go forward. The government says it takes a long time to prepare a watertight case, but the Prime Minister did say last week that there should be action soon. So that's another front where I think the government's under some pressure.
And Michelle, the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has released what's known as a revenue upgrade. He says that tax receipt upgrades, including GST, are expected to be around $25 billion moving forward. That's around $100 billion less than the previous three budgets. What does this mean for the bottom line?
Well, it's a bit of managing expectations and crying poor in a mild way, I guess you'd say. But what we know about the budget strategy is that in the near term, the emphasis is on fighting inflation. Further out, over the forward estimates, there's emphasis on growth, and that means more spending and, of course, investment in that Future Made in Australia program, which is quite controversial. We'll see a surplus this financial year, even though the government and the Treasurer always says, oh, we're not quite there yet, but I think they are there at this point. But we are going to see, from what we're told, bigger deficits than earlier expected in the out years of the budget. I should put in a caveat here. Often these figures end up being pretty flaky. Remember last year, the figure for this financial year was a deficit. Now we know it'll be a surplus, but it does mean that the government's anticipating quite a lot of spending in the out years. It's pushing spending programs beyond the immediate term, and I think that that will come under some criticism from some of the economic experts.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Sally.
That's Michelle Grattan there, professorial fellow at Canberra University and chief political correspondent for The Conversation.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.